Welcome to Brown Teacher Reads. I'm Mina Malik, a South Asian American high school English teacher, and in preparation for season 3 of Never Have I Ever coming out in August, less than a month away, I wanted to go ahead and finally create some podcasts on the show that I love so much. A quick side note, I wanted to start a podcast actually because of this show, season 1 of this show. So it's been a long time coming, and I'm glad that I'm like finally getting here and right before season 3. Just so you know, my voice sounds a little bit different. It's because I unfortunately got COVID and I'm still recovering. That's why. What should you be expecting over the course of this Never Have I Ever podcast series? I'll be talking about different things from the show, more on a thematic basis and an overall basis. And then maybe one day I will be able to go through episode by episode and also explore different concepts within the show, which I would really love to do. So to start out, the first inaugural Never Have I Ever Brown Teacher Reads podcast, I thought what would not be more perfect than talking about the teachers on the show. I seriously freaking love the teachers. Seeing the classroom part of this show was one of my favorite elements just because I am a high school teacher, so it was just totally perfect. And then in season 2, when they added a Desi English teacher, I was like, what? Shut the front door. Like, this is unbelievably freaking awesome. The only way it could have been even more cool is if that high school English teacher was like also a hijabi and also like just basically me. Like, I agree to play Mr. Kulkarni, just make me Mrs. Malik instead. I'm down. Minta Kaling, cast me. So just to start out, I wanted to talk about where the teachers function in terms of the plot. Obviously, they are part of how the show will logistically just have to move forward, since part of the show does happen in a high school setting. And so you see some teachers like the band teacher or like the chemistry teacher where they're just kind of in there for like little blips. But you also see Mr. Shapiro, who's the history teacher, and also Mr. Kulkarni, who's the English teacher. And they have a little bit more of like a hefty role. And their classes actually play like bigger parts in the whole plot of the show. For example, we do have like the history project being one of those times when Davy gets to be working with Paxton and Trent, and then that kind of leads into their friendship and her going to the party and everything. And then also in season 2, another group project, we see how Anissa and Ben being together makes it really tough for Davy to be working with them. So we have that little bit of character development. And then we also have, you know, Paxton's character development happening with him being pushed to like face off against Ben, and he feels like he loses against Ben. And another thing that happens in the course of the mock trial English project is that, you know, Fabiola does get to see those like suspicious text messages from Malcolm's agent, and Paxton's also a little bit involved. So we do have a lot of like things going on, especially like before the bell rings and everything. So I also just love that part of the show. As I mentioned, I'm a high school English teacher and I just like love school. I am such a nerd. And also I just like loved being in high school. I just loved everything about school. So I really miss high school, even though it was terrible in many, many aspects, but I wish I could just go back as a student, not as a teacher. Other than plot, the teachers also play an interesting role in terms of just like sprinkling in some humor into the show. And, you know, it's because Mindy Kaling does write comedies after writing for The Office and other shows. So we have some teachery jokes that are based in their subject area, which I just freaking love. So we have the band teachers like, I hope your summers didn't pass to Allegro. And then everyone's like rolling their eyes, right? Allegro meaning fast or the tempo of a song. And then we also have the chemistry teacher, and she makes two jokes like on experiment days. So she's like covalent bonds or whatever, like James Bond, covalent bond, for some type of experiment that's going on. And then we also have her make another joke at an experiment where it's like some type of explosion thing. And Eric's like, oh, I'm going to barf. And Davy is getting mad. And then the teacher makes a joke, but she also does like classroom discipline, which I think is so great. And she's like, the only thing that should be boiling over is this potassium permanganate or whatever the thing is. Also, I think that is the same set of chemicals that they use in Miss Marvel episode 6 at the high school, because it looks like exactly the same, but just like on a way larger scale. So yeah, if anyone knows the answer to this, then let me know, because I'm interested in finding it out. Continuing on with the humor in the show, we do see that Mr. Shapiro is a teacher we love to just laugh at. Although he is a great comedic element for the show, I also really respect Mr. Shapiro, and I like find him an inspiring teacher. So anything I say that might be sounding like I'm making fun of him, just also know that I still really, really respect him. And as a fellow teacher, I would really like to emulate certain qualities that he does have as a teacher. When we start out, the first thing we see when we are introduced to Mr. Shapiro is that his usage of slang is tragic. He's trying and he's making an effort, and I feel like it's a little bit of a failed effort because everyone thinks he's a super dork in the class, and it's just like, you're using all these words wrong. It's like crickets in the room, figuratively and figuratively, like, because their mascot is a cricket, but also like you're hearing crickets. Look at me, I'm making jokes too. He says like Liddy and Shooketh and racism is not 100 or whatever he says. It's just so hilarious. For me as a teacher, I just feel like if I can use a contemporary slang term that my students are using, if I can use it appropriately and not sound like an idiot, I will use it, but only if I'm like super comfortable with it. At the same time, like, I also just like stick to the slang that is from my own generation, and I'm totally okay with that because I'm just like, whatever, I'm older than you guys anyways, nobody cares. And honestly, I think my slang is way cooler than yours, okay? So yeah, that's just my personal, you know, take on it. Any teachers out there, let me know what you do in terms of using slang or not. But it's also like really hard to not pick up on slang from the students, especially when some things are just so perfect, like throwing shade on someone. Perfect. So like that's something I'm like definitely comfortable using. I definitely said when I was in the classroom. The way that Mr. Shapiro dresses is also a source of comedy in the show. Sometimes he wears kind of like statement t-shirts, and then like sometimes he's just like wearing things and you're like, wow, Mr. Shapiro, very interesting sense of style with like that like turquoise long scarf thing. I feel like they really like dressed him and like hit the nail on the head in terms of his wardrobe. It was just like perfect for what I think his character would be, especially as a teacher. Another source of comedy we get from Mr. Shapiro is basically just kind of like those awkward moments where he's trying really, really hard to be like the most inclusive and politically correct and welcoming. It is funny when he does say like weird things, right? Like, I have a prayer mat in the back of my car. You can use it to pray whenever you want in my classroom. Or when Davy's like, I just spread my dad's ashes, and he's like telling them exactly what that is, like a dictionary definition, and he's like, I would have loved to join. And it's just like, okay, like weird. Or even this just like favorite line of mine, birthday acknowledgement Ben, where he's just kind of like trying to normalize that, like, hey, it doesn't have to be a happy birthday, like your emotions could be all over the place. And like, Mr. Shapiro, you're right on, because Ben is having a crappy day and his parents just bailed on him on his birthday and he's gonna be all alone. And up until this point, until he decides to throw this party, he will be having a terrible birthday, right? It's just perfect. And I mean, it is a little bit cringy and awkward, and that's why we kind of laugh. But honestly, it is also inspiring to me as a teacher, because Mr. Shapiro is a white male, right? And I think he does have that awareness that he does occupy the most privileged position in the American society. And at the same time, we see him taking his white privilege and trying to turn it into something a little bit more productive. I feel like there's a level of humility Mr. Shapiro has when he says something like, we've shown up to a Model UN with a man down, with a woman down, with a they-them down. He's trying his best to correct what he's saying when it's coming out of his mouth, when he feels like, oh, this isn't the most perfect iteration of this. So it does show that he's willing to make mistakes and he is humble. But I also think that correcting himself on the spot is not just like for the sake of him being like humble and open to being corrected and open to making mistakes in front of his students, which I do think is an important thing for teachers to model. But I also think it's because he's really trying to create the most inclusive space that he can. He's really, truly trying to create a safe space in his school. And, you know, honestly, like when Mr. Shapiro, he seems a little bit older than me, maybe 5 or 6 years older than me. You know, when I was going through high school, we didn't have things like you can ask to be called by a different pronoun, or we didn't talk about racism as openly and sexism and all those other problems, right? And so I just feel like as a teacher, I can relate because the ground is continuously shifting a little bit here and there. And so you have to continuously keep like learning the better set of vocabulary that offends the least amount of people. Now, do I think Mr. Shapiro takes it a little too far? Yes, I personally do. At the same time, like if I had to choose between a teacher who is just very set in their ways, it sets up this environment of hostility or isolation for certain students in the classroom. I would rather have the teacher who errs on the other extreme a little bit, like Mr. Shapiro, instead of a teacher who's old school, I guess. There's no other word for it. Now I want to talk about Mr. Kolkarni, who we see in season 2, and I'm so glad they introduced a teacher of color, especially for an English class. I think it's so important to have teachers of color in the soft sciences like history and English. And if you can't find a person of color, then hey, Mr. Shapiro might not be that bad of a second choice. The humor that Mr. Kolkarni adds to the show is in his kind of snippy retorts with Davy first and foremost. So he's kind of like a saucy boy straight up. And this is a reference to Romeo and Juliet, saucy, not sassy, saucy boy. And he's like constantly like making fun of Davy and like taking little jabs at her. And I just like love that back and forth. And it's interesting. It's a pretty big foil compared to how Mr. Shapiro treats students, right? And I think it's probably just based on differences in personality, but also because Mr. Shapiro probably takes the idea of his position of privilege and power like very, very seriously. But yeah, I do love this like little bit of taunting with Davy, like, why are you dressed like a white nerd? Or when he kind of takes a jab at her and he's like, oh, the dance is kind of like for cool kids, not really for nerds like Davy. When Kamala comes to the high school to give Davy her lunch and her cell phone and everything. And then we also do get like other like great like weird wisdoms that are pretty hilarious for Mr. Kolkarni, like when he is telling Davy she can't switch out of her group for the mock trial, and he is like, oh, they say that distance makes the heart grow fonder. Well, closeness makes the heart want to barf. So let that boy annoy the crap out of you. And I'm just like, wow, that is great. Not only is the saying hilarious, but you can also see that Davy's like, oh God, what the F. So the teachers do a great job at just like rounding out the level of comedy that we see. And it's like comedy from the adults in the show, which is also important, I think. And lastly, when we talk about all the teachers all together, we do have some humor coming from them just having their own lives. It kind of gets back to this idea that students sometimes don't realize that teachers have their own lives, they have their own problems, right? So like Mr. Kolkarni just went through a breakup, Mr. Kolkarni is interested in Kamala. That richness of the teachers' lives just makes everything funnier. When Mr. Kolkarni is like, oh, all the teachers get together on the day of the dance and they're supposed to be chaperoning, but they all just like go and do karaoke and drink instead. And like, it's just great that, you know, they just have their own life. And it's like that one book that we read when we were little kids, like, my teacher lives at school or something. I think you know what I'm talking about. It's like an alligator is a teacher or something. I loved that book. And so, yeah, like they have their own lives. Or even when like Mr. Shapiro kind of overshares at Davis for the Model UN trip and he's like, nobody disturb me from this time to this time because I'm on a Skype call with our counselor and my partner and we just became exclusive. And then like nobody cares about him. So, yeah, that's also just where some of this funniness comes in from the fact that they have lives and their lives are kind of, you know, moving on. And one more thing about students not realizing that teachers have their own lives, like I think it's partially because teachers can be so supportive of their students and teachers are asked to wear many, many hats and fulfill many roles in a student's life, like a teacher, a counselor, sometimes a friend, a mentor, a cheerleader, sometimes a referee when there's problems going on within a classroom or between students. And, you know, sometimes I think students fail to realize that they also have their own lives that they are focusing on and giving to outside of the classroom. And it does bring up this question for teachers if we think about it. And it's something I think about too is like, how much do you share with your students about your personal life? Where do you draw boundaries? Where is the line for you? And I think that sharing parts of your personal life are really important with your students. But then I also do think that there is a need for boundaries, as we see like with Mr. Shapiro, a little bit oversharing in a bad example. When I taught high school English, like right after my son was born, I went back to work when he was like 3 months old. And sometimes I would tell my students about how much of a struggle it was to have such a little baby at home. And I did teach at an Islamic school. Unfortunately, I have a lot of bad feelings about that. I never wanted to work at an Islamic school, but I did only want to work part-time. And that was like position that I could easily find part-time. I wasn't able to find anything part-time in the public schools around me. At one point, like my husband does go to the masjid to pray regularly, mashallah. And, you know, like one time one of my students was like, does your husband like go to the masjid? Does he like look like this? I'm like, yeah, that's him. So like even sometimes like the kids are like, you know, piecing together like who he is, or they might see me with my baby or my kid like outside of school, you know, and it's always interesting. So this wraps up my first episode on the Never Have I Ever series. And this is just part one, all about how the teachers function in the plot and also how they are so hilarious and add a nice comedic element to the show. I'm going to be putting together compilations of great quotes from Mr. Shapiro and Mr. K and the other teachers, and also things like outfit grabs and what Mr. Shapiro has written on the board, because that stuff is just too hilarious and I feel like we should all revisit it before we watch season 3. I am going to put a compilation of those things up on Instagram and TikTok, and also my website, brownteacherreads.com, in case you are anti-social media, which I totally get and totally support, honestly. So keep an eye out for teacher quotes, teacher jokes, teacher outfits, stuff written on the board, because that stuff is like literal gold in the show. You've been listening to Brown Teacher Reads. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Mina Malik, an American Muslim high school English teacher, a proud child of immigrants. And I am so stoked for season 3 of Never Have I Ever to come out in less than a month. I hope that you have enjoyed listening to this episode of me talking all about the teachers. And make sure you catch my next episode on Never Have I Ever. And don't forget to keep up with me on my socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and also my website, brownteacherreads.com. I'd like to quickly thank my siblings, my mom, and particularly my husband. This podcast would frankly not be possible without his support, and I am very, very grateful to him. You've been listening to Brown Teacher Reads, the Desi reading and watching circle you always wanted to be a part of. I'm Mina Malik, and I will catch you next time.